Armin Lear Press presents Whispers of Betrayal, Love Letters That Changed Everything by Adela Edgecombe, read by Marianne Nichols, a member of SAG-AFTRA. Part 1. 1. "Bella! Bella!" chanted the crowd. Flowers flew from a bomb-damaged balcony, landing on the cobblestones at her feet as she and her Uncle Giro led the press of people past shops that had closed in anticipation of the day. It was March 29, 1951, the day before her 17th birthday, and somehow her wedding day. But the only thing she wanted was her mother. She tightened her grip on Giro's arm as they continued towards the church. Her father was not far behind, but he'd felt his clothes were not refined enough to escort her. He wanted everything perfect for her wedding. But why couldn't she have her sisters there? They didn't have proper clothes either, but why was that so important to him? Her sisters meant more to her than anything in the world since her mother was gone, and she wanted them with her. She searched the crowd, even though she knew they weren't there. "Viva Nina!" the crowd started a new chant. Security pushed them back as cameras flashed. At least her dress was beautiful. Her groom had brought it from America, and her aunt had taken it in to fit her tiny frame. Layers of white silk transformed her into a princess, with a veil and train stretching behind her. Despite her confusion and fear, she couldn't help but smile shyly at the hordes of people there to see her and wish her well. Children laughed and dashed through the crowd. Everyone wanted a glimpse of her as she floated down the cobblestone road to her destiny. The cameras kept flashing in front of her. She swallowed her fear as she continued to put one foot in front of the other. If only her father had allowed her to visit her mother's grave this morning, her mother shouldn't have died. She was the only one who could have explained all this to her. She blinked back tears as she thought of her mother. Would her mother have wanted her to go to America with a man she didn't know and leave her sisters? But there was no way to stop it now. Her father had made that clear. More flowers flew through the air. There were so many flowers they lined the streets. After the wedding, she'd have them put in a wagon and brought to her mother's grave. Visualizing her mother's resting place piled high with flowers strengthened her as she walked to the church. She lifted her chin and waved at the crowd. She didn't understand why this frenzy surrounded her or why the paparazzi were determined to take so many pictures of her. But if they wanted her to feel like a movie star, she would try to enjoy the journey, even if it led to a man she hardly knew and certainly didn't love. I'd always felt my parents' story deserved to be told. However, it took me decades to realize it was me who had to tell it. Some say it resembled a fairy tale with my father, the handsome American soldier in the role of the prince, who saved Cinderella, my mother, from never-ending poverty. After her mother died, she'd been like Cinderella, cooking and cleaning for her father and older brother, while her little sisters, ages 12, 10, 5, and 3, needed her constant care. At times it was overwhelming. But did she want to be the princess, carried away by her Prince Charming to a better life? The accurate tale, I found, was far from a fairy tale. The truth revealed itself as I researched my parents' experiences of life and love, the startling histories I unearthed, the romance I tried to uncover, and the drama I wished I could run from. In 2005, my father died, and in 2007, my husband Mark and I settled my mom into a lovely house in Fallbrook, California, so that she would be close to us. Fallbrook is known for its avocados, with groves and nurseries dotting the hills. Mom was not enthusiastic. She protested that Fallbrook lay too far out in the country, and there was no place for her to wear her heels or dress up, as she loved to do. Even though she'd been raised in rural Italy, raising chickens and growing vegetables, Mom did.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?